I'm Maya Jensen, and this is Live from Studio A. We are so pleased to welcome the Slamming Doors to the studio. They're a local alt-country band. They're based in northern Minnesota here, and they're celebrating the release of their album, their new album, St. John's Dance. It's their second album, and welcome to the studio, Jens.
Thank you.
Hey.
Good to be here.
We're going to just kick off with a tune, and we'll come back and chat. What are we going
to
hear?
This one off there called Be Cool, Little Girl, about trying to put your kid to sleep so you can relax.
Ain't nothing flashing but the fireflies, the smoke and the heat from your mother's eyes. You've been burning bright since breakfast time, but now the time has come to close your eyes. So just be cool, little girl. 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 Close your eyes, counselor. Nothing left to ask of you. You brush your teeth, said your prayers, nothing left to do. There's been a hue and a cry all night long. Where's my flag, please? Get along, get along. Just be cool, little girl.
KUMD. This is Live from Studio A with the Slamming Doors. Rowdy Tunes.
Rowdy Tunes. Remember that?
That's right. Well, welcome to the studio. So glad to have you joining us today because you have a brand new album out.
Yeah.
It's not your first album. Well, let's meet the band and share what you're playing so maybe we can just go around.
Sure. Well, I'm Adam. I sing and play guitar. And then do you want me? I'll speak. This is Matt Johnson over here on the drums. Because he doesn't have a mic in front of his face, which was a plan. And then Ben Anderson on a bass guitar.
Hello.
Well, welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
How long have you guys been together?
This group with Ben, I think 3 years, right, Ben? You've been with about 3 years?
About that.
The Slammin' Doors has been a thing for five. So, yeah.
So a few rotating members.
Yeah.
Hey, that'll happen.
A few.
A few rotating
they
members.
Come and go. The revolving doors.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the music.
Sure.
You have a new album out, and it's called St. John's Dance.
St. John's Dance.
Is this the crew that's on the album?
Yep, us, and as well, we have Pat Hawkinson, did lead guitar and played mandolin. Craig Scalco played the piano. Our good buddy Mike Randolph from Cook, Minnesota, where you're familiar with, is on the pedal steel on five or six. And then a friend of ours from the cities, Nathan Miller, an Unstoppable Company, he came in and sat on the lap steel for one of them, for Be Cool, the one we just played, actually.
Where'd you record?
We did most of it at IPR down in the cities for the Master Mix school session. It's, you know, Kevin Boehm invited us to come do, he gave us 2 days there with the students, and then they all kind of did all the backing, you know, for the drum and bass and everything, all the backtrack.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and the pedal steel was recorded at Sparta Sound with Rich Mattson. We did a lot of overdubs and stuff up in Embarrass with Pat's barn. So, but it doesn't sound like it was done in a barn.
Well, where are you guys from? Are you from Duluth? Are you from Points North?
Ben's from Duluth.
From Duluth, I'm in the cities now. But
yeah.
Matt's from Gladstone, Michigan, the UP. And I'm from Quincy, Illinois, so down on a little hillbilly town on the river.
Hey.
And yeah, everybody else is from Minnesota.
Well, you guys are playing some shows, kicking off this the album release. The album dropped today.
Today.
So,
We'll talk about the songs. Now, are these originals? Are you the mastermind behind these
tunes?
Yeah, I
would say the mastermind, but I wrote them. I wrote them, so I don't know what that means. But
so you're the songwriter.
I'm the songwriter,
and then a lot of people bring a lot of their talent to the table.
Yeah, it wouldn't be much if it was just me on an album, to be honest with you. But they turned into... some of them are older songs I've been writing, some of them are new songs. I mean, I just, you know, I don't really know. It's that St. John's Dance is that, it's like a dancing mania that happened back in the Dark Ages.
So So
people would eat these fungus. They didn't really know. They weren't really sure. But the people would just dance until they die. So it was this weird balance of kind of joy and then dying from it, which I think speaks volumes on those songs.
So it's a real dance album.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a real downer album.
It's a balance.
It's a lot of there's some give and take, but it's a lot of like heavy material, but kind of upbeat music around it. So it's
right.
It's a good balance.
Well, your 2014 album, A Road Beneath the Wheel.
Yeah.
Is that the same group here? Or?
Yeah. Minus Ben, but okay. Ben came on in the middle of that. It takes us forever to put CDs out. We're a lot pretty picky.
So if people saw you recently, would this be a mix of some of that older stuff and some of this new album that came
absolutely.
Out?
Absolutely, yeah. The ones that we enjoy playing from the old one, we still play. The ones that we probably can't anymore, we don't, because there were some tough ones. A lot of mix. I've been still writing, and I want to do new ones all the time, but everyone holds me at bay and makes me realize we need to do songs that are off of a CD live so that they know what the heck they are.
Right, so this is like the songs that are out. You want
to
play these
at
the show.
So we'll sneak a few new ones in now and then when they're not watching. I'll just start playing them, and then they have to follow. But
that'll happen. Well, what is your background? Is this, you know, kind of rocking country edge or folk or
Folk rock.
Yeah, folk rock.
I'd say there's some hints at other things. There's a synth on one of the tunes, which is kind of different for what you would think for alt country or some Oregon, some blues. You know, the players, these guys, everybody's so versatile, we could just kind of pick a genre and go with it, which is pretty
awesome. Does
anybody
come from way out of their wheelhouse, like, you know, just
Mike Randolph on the pedal steel guitar,
right.
He's a honky-tonk guitar player, and we throw a lot of crazy stuff at him, and he kills it, so.
No punk rockers in there.
I would say, I came from, like, a rock and roll punk kind of
a cool.
Theory. Yep, so I kind of... hit the ground running with this band. But.
So this brings in maybe a little more melody and vocals, some of that
sing. We make Ben sing sometimes.
Yeah, you guys bring in that
vocalist,
harmony together?
Try to.
Hey. Well, let's hear another tune, and then maybe we'll talk about the shows coming up and what you're doing on the road with the album.
Sure, we'll do River Rose Up. This one's about sneaking away when my cousins and... brother and I snuck away to my grandpa's camp when nobody knew we were a little bit boozed up, so we about that night.
The Slamming Doors on KUMD.
You count it? You count it. Go ahead. 2, 3, 4. It's 2 in the morning. We're fighting our sleep. Satellites on gold, telling me. It's my brothers, my cousins, they all call me out. Satellites on gravel, and heading out of town. And the wind drowns out the radio, it hits like a rock. We're just a second on this Midwest clock, man. River rolls up, this river's up all the time.
KUMD. This is live from Studio A and the Slamming Doors. Well, this is going to be a party tomorrow night.
Yeah. Grew up for it.
Hey. So the Slamming Doors just released their album, St. John's Dance. It dropped today. And they're having a CD release, a show or two in the region. Up at the 218 in Virginia. That's tonight.
Tonight.
That show kicks off at 7, I think.
7 o'clock. Our buddies Big Waves and Bonfires are going to play that, which is kind of a newer band of some musicians up from the range that we've all been friends with. I'm looking forward to playing with those guys.
How fun is it to play up on the range?
It's fun.
It's awesome. A little scene there.
Oh, man, those guys are crazy. I love going up there.
And then, of course, you're playing at Pizza Luce tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yep.
And the doors are at 9. And then you have some bands joining you from Minneapolis. Mara and the Mainsail and Good Morning Bedlam. Are these bands you're familiar with? You know these guys?
I know Good Morning Bedlam. I played with them at the Herring about a month ago.
Okay.
And that was my first time. And they're young. They're young kids. They're awesome.
And
they're
Mara and the Mainsail, when they were up last, joined us in the studio. So that was really
fun. Oh, they're fantastic.
Some great tunes. So this is going to be a rowdy night of tunes tomorrow night.
Yeah, it should be fun.
And then on top of that, because the CD just dropped, you'll be at the Electric Fetus on Sunday for an in-store.
Yep, if I can still speak by then.
Right. Yeah, late night, and then you have to get up early by 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah, the crack of noon.
Well, so fun that you're kind of getting out to play a bunch of these new songs. Both of those songs we just heard, Be Cool Little Girl and River Rose Up, are on the new album, St. John's Dance. So... was it tough to kind of pick how many songs you're going to put on here? These are, I know we were just talking about, you know, getting together and playing new songs already. Yeah. So you're gearing up for the next album?
I am. I don't know if these guys are on board with me, but it was tough. There was another one that we had to cut. It's tough to cut songs, to be honest, on my opinion. I think I'm probably in the minority because everybody's pretty picky, but I like getting them out. So we had to cut one. So it was originally 11, which hurt me so hard. But we'll put on the next one.
So I know that you played Homegrown last year.
Mm-hmm.
Is that in your future for this year?
Yeah, we're in Homegrown this year.
Fantastic.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say yet. Is this
I don't know.
Out?
I don't think the schedule is
I'm
out.
Not.
Hey, well, that's exciting. We hope we see you in Homegrown.
Yeah, we're pretty sure we'll be there.
You at least applied to be part of the part of the party. So South by Southwest rumors?
That's
just a rumor.
It's a rumor. Ah. I got asked to play bass with a band down there. And then it just didn't work out for me. And then I think Mara and the Mainsail and those guys that's their kickoff tour. And so I've heard that too before, but no, we're not going South by South. We're staying in Duluth.
So Mara and the Mainsail are going, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
I guess maybe we'll
I don't
find
want
out
to perpetuate
Saturday.
Another rumor,
yeah,
but
right.
I think so. So
wouldn't that
I'd
be
love
fun.
To go down there, but I don't, you know.
Have you ever been?
Years and years ago as a bystander, not as a player. So.
Right, right. Yeah. Do you guys have any good summer plans? Do you ever play festivals or you know, gig a lot in the summer? Or?
We do. We have plans. We're kind of in the organizational stage of who can travel and who can't, and what are we going to do about those holes in the band?
Yeah, that
we
is tough.
We play a lot as a three piece, and you know, I bought an electric guitar that I'm kind of figuring out, and so we do a lot of three piece stuff, and that's been tons of fun, trio stuff. So we'll definitely gig as that. We'll definitely do some roadworthy gigs as a trio. I'm working out doing the White Wall sessions in Sioux Falls here. We got invited to do that, so that'll be something, and plan around those big shows, you know.
Right.
Probably go to the UP again, I'm hoping.
So you have a few members that are there other people that we're missing here that will be playing tomorrow night?
That will
Tell
be playing
us about
tomorrow
them.
Night. Yeah, Pat will be there with us. He is going to play every instrument that we give to him. He plays guitar and the mandolin and the banjo and the dobro and the whatever,
the
what have you, the keytar, the lap steel, yeah. And then our buddy Lee Martin's going to sit in Saturday night on the pedal steel from Feedin' Leroy and play with us. And Pat will be there as well on the electric guitar. So that'd
very
be fun.
Yeah. Some good local collaboration.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to love that.
Yeah, he's awesome. A great player.
Well, I think we should hear one more tune before we let you go.
Okay.
It's just a great Friday to kick off some great weekend shows.
Should we
it's
do,
the slamming doors.
Should we do Who Knows? You count it off because you counted it off better than me last time.
Like a sailor, you fade to jeans. She says exactly what she means. Strong as the weather, and it beats like a drum. The moment when two bodies roll into one. But who knows? Maybe she'll love you one day. Maybe she'll get tired, she'll put you away. All these things in this world that I can't explain. But Lord, I'll be damned if she don't look good in the rain. To the pen, words howling off the page like the Mississippi wind. We may never get the chance to lay like this again. The way she moves, the way she laughs, the way the sweat runs down your skin. Who knows? Maybe she'll love you one day. Who knows? Maybe she'll get tired, she'll put you away. All these things in this world that I can't explain. Lord, I'll be damned if she don't look good in the rain. baby, she'll love you one day. Who knows? Maybe she'll get tired, she'll put you away. All these things in this world that I can't explain. The Lord, I'm damned, she don't look good in the rain. Look good in the rain. Look good in the rain.
KUMD. This is live from Studio A and The Slamming Doors with their brand new release, St. John's Dance. Well, you guys have a great show tonight and tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
And good luck with the shows coming up and and the album, St. John's Dance, out today.
Thank you for having us.
Are there really copies right here in town? How fun.
We're going to drop some off at the fetus on the way out of town.
Well, and I have one in my hands. It's just some great old medieval pictures on it.
The Dancing Mania, I think.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, Aaron Welsh, Cheyenne Vavrina, and myself, Maya Jensen. You can check out upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions. Go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. Just a reminder that The Slamming Doors are playing tonight in Virginia at the 218. That show kicks off at 7 o'clock up in northern Minnesota, Virginia, Minnesota. And then here in Duluth, Pizza Luce. The doors open at 9 on Saturday night, and they'll be joined by Mara in the Mainsail and Good Morning Bedlam up from Minneapolis. And then Adam, who you heard on lead vocals there with lead guitar, he'll be at the Electric Fetus for an instar on Sunday at 2 p.m. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.